$1 million, $250,000 to raise a child. So today we found the number of Svaros Bahakil. Yesterday we had the Marsham, but today we have the Marshal. I like that. Marsham and the Marshal.
Combination between the law and the two legs. I'm only saying, the serious child, those are the lockers, the Marsham and the Marshal.
So my position in this matter is, when a couple gets married, they really should not use any of these methods. That's just,
I'm only saying, the serious child, those are the lockers, the Mahadi Marsham and the Mahadi Marsham.
So my position in this matter is, when a couple gets married, they really should not use any of these methods. What do you say? Show up, sell my shirt. Not in the sense of health, but in the sense of money or career. Throw up a top Hashem is a better expression. Happy talking. LMI, it's overwhelming. This, it's that. I gotta tell you this. I've had people come to me with all kinds of reasons why not to have children out of way. You name it, tell me. You name it, but I've had some. Something money. I said, kind of, no money. Others say, she wants a career. Does she need it for the money? No, she wants a career. She wants, you know, fulfillment, whatever. I'm very much opposed to that. I'm not opposed to the career, but I'm opposed to the fact that her priorities are askew. That having a family is somehow second fiddle to pursuing a career. And then they're the ones who come and say, I was one before the summer. Oof. I'm not ready for it. I first have to work on the marriage. Work on the marriage. When you get married, you're establishing a new relationship with another human being. And yeah, it takes a while to adjust to that. You want me to right away have children. And I can feel miserable with my pregnancy, and I'll be just unbecoming to my husband, and there'll be all kinds of problems. And then, give me a heter, give me a generation. Give me a heter that I should be able to use birth control for a year or two after the chatana. Not because I need the money, and not because we have plenty of money, we have plenty of everything. We'll see if the marriage works out. 2 years and we're still married. Then, what to talk about? Yeah. And that's so against the Torah way of looking at things. In 2 years, if we'll be married. Yeah. So, why getting married? I mean, I'm not against the prenuptial agreement. There's always these cases of exception, you know, and they never know when to get into it. But Ahalti can go in there with a positive outlook. And you're going to be able to make an adjustment to learn how to live with this new situation. It'll be a new situation with a bracha. So the other excuses that don't come to mind right now. Very serious. It's a serious matter. There are other methods, by the way. The kids of Nimrod. They call it IUD. Did you hear that one? You heard of it? The Russian table. Not IOU. IUD. Intrauterine device. What it does is, something is put into the rectum itself, and it prevents the zera from becoming implanted into the walls of the rectum. How? No one is exactly sure. No, really, the science is not clear. It puts a foreign object into a rechem, and it doesn't have the line of the work properly, doesn't absorb things properly. I have great difficulty recommending this to people because of the possibility of sakana. Not sakana for life, which is rather remote, but sakana to infertility. There are cases where the doctor makes a slight error, and it could be what we call out. Something or other, like a hole. Something Khalilah can make a hole in the rectum, and that's more the hysterectomy, and that's the end, and goodbye. I would only tell people who don't expect to have more children, which is just too much right to have to do that, If they want, they can do, then they can do the IUD. I have a couple who I know. They had four children, one after the other, boom, 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 boom. And just later, the woman said, I can't, yeah? And they said, we want to use an IUD. Do you want to have any more children? They said, yes. Now, they didn't have another son. So aren't you afraid? This fellow was a physician. He said, no, he's not afraid. They're the right doctor and the right thing. So they did it. They used this device, IUD, for a year or so, or maybe two, I don't remember that right now. And then they removed it, and they have another child. I guess they'll put it in our, whenever they have another child, they'll put it in again. What they call space children. With the stuff. I have a totally different attitude towards that than I have for an initial delay. The reasons I'll explain as we go along. Yes? Not children from outer space. No. Martians.
Yeah.
It is so those who maintain that the IUD is an abortion. An abortion. So there is a mating of the sperm and the egg because of the this device that how do you say that? Sperm and egg unite. Zygote, whatever it is, cannot become embedded in the wall of the uterus. Like an abortion. Most cultures disagree. Yes. Another reason, that's right. All these things, that they have a problem of can cause various complications, make it difficult to have children later. Documented. IUD, as I said, I would have hesitated recommending because of the possibility of damage. The pill, most doctors say if it's done properly, you didn't get off and become pregnant. Well, there are some cases, but again, a minimal amount. So I can't go that far after that. Most folks say it's not an abortion because what you put there before anything happened. If there was already a morning after pill, I believe that someone is there. That meant, what, RU-406, French, 406. Clinton's letting it in, I heard, no?
Yeah.
Clinton's going to let it in. So there, you can argue it is abortion. Because there, at the moment of the via, there was no impediment to the zygote that's being implanted in the wall of the uterus. They actually got implanted. Now this 486 go shoo, knock it out. So now you can argue with an abortion, maybe. Before there's also an issue, so it's not a big an issue. But the IUD is put there before the beer. You're wiping it away. You have cockroaches in the sink. I don't even know how can I kill a cockroach. I'll just take water and pour it down and it'll knock up into the, so the kids, so you have to, you prevent it from doing what it's supposed to do and have to consider the equivalent. Now there's another method. It's very common. It's called spermicide. Literally that's mashke zero. The literal translation, sperm is there and it's died, it's killed. As in homicide or suicide. Spermicide. So there are many, some Boston said, no, this is the worst of the worst. That's because it's there, mamish. Literal translation. There are most of this Muslim. Why are most of right with her? It's not least about Shkosa. Hashkosa there means to prevent the pregnancy. Then all systems are the same. They prevent the pregnancy. But the issue of Tzah is there, the Matzola, when they go down to the Gufa Ish, Alaitzim, Alavon, on a physical barrier. These are like jellies that are inserted by the woman. And it's not a physical barrier. The Zera can swim through, but it gets killed, chemically. But by the time it gets there, it's dead. can't do anything. So the Rabbi is mutter. Chazanish says, what the Rabbi said, Bach better talk. Malchus also go to Rabbi Shah. And every case, what's that called as a Bach? No, well, that's fine. Whatever is appropriate. We'll cover that later. Because it is, he says that Moth Akatasis is worse than Kodakasis. Why? Because you're going in with the moment with the Odaim and taking out the Zerah. He would also hold that the spermicides are also worse than the diaphragm. Why? Because the spermicide is put in there to kill the Zerah for now. The Odaim. But different. It's more grummer. For the same reason that Kodakasis is more calm than the Akka. The same as the local and the spermicide. That's his chazanish.
I don't know. There's no barrier in this case. It could be better.
Oh, yeah. But they're the killers, so it's worse. It's somewhat equivalent. Not quite the same, but somewhat equivalent. Because it's killing it, as opposed to letting it balance. Down like that. Yeah? Why? Yes, it is. Physical barrier. There's a couple of svaras to be made on the diaphragm. I thought two svaras. Even if it's against the ritual. One. What's the nature of the issue? The shas bia is moti the zara to etzim and avonim. That's it. And they're finished. Etzim and avonim. You may be aware of two facts medically. I think they're correct. One is that a diaphragm is recommended by doctors to use together with spermicide. Don't use it by itself. The reason is that you can get around it. In the case to cover for the possibility of getting around it, they use spermicide in addition to the diaphragm. Now, what one might suggest that it's a solid. You can't say that Lace and Valavana have been hit the brick wall and there's no way around it. Not true. There's a possibility of getting around. That's the spermicide cover. So you could argue, the spermicides are going to be mutter, like Elijah said, maybe the diaphragm should be mutter, because the diaphragm itself is not going to stop everything from going in. It's only together with the spermicide. Number two, sir.
Number one?
That if the diaphragm is not reliable unto itself, it's what the doctor said he said. Use the spermicide in addition, then it's not the sign that all the zeros going on the eighth of my bottom of the diaphragm. Some of it we assume is that maybe you're getting through. And the spermicides can knock that off. So the spermicides is mutter, as soon as they're on Russia. So it's like half a barrier and half spermicide. So a barrier might only be off if the entire zeros going on to the barrier. One might argue. You can, but it's not 100% reliable.
But
not even 90% reliable.
I'm always left.
Do I hear 80?
There's always a percentage that I guess there's.
No! Some sulfur assumes that most quantum tasks is foolproof. Only that it's used only in the akatasis that you ran into trouble. Rabotai. Another story. I understand, a diaphragm must be left in the woman's body for 8 hours. The akatasis. Why? You pull out earlier, these very, very, sperms are very, very sharp, you know. They'll swim around, the sea's not going anywhere. Swim, spread water. Spread water. And then when the lifestyle goes away, they go on to deep water. So apparently, that's what I think. These diaphragms, they're supposed to be for 8 hours. By that time, this sperm are all exhausted and that's it, and they fall out, they're not going to go in anymore. So then if that's the case, I thought of the following cooler. The guy's having a beer, and there's a diaphragm. What was that? She can go out 5 minutes later, pull the diaphragm away, and I'm crippled. What do you mean? He did an Issa B'Shas Tashmish. Why? the beer could be a beer with the lead to a child. All you need is tell the wife to go out of the room, go into the washroom, pull out the diaphragm, and then not be yourself without getting a baby.
Get some soap.
What?
Get some soap.
No, in milk it's impossible. In milk,
once you far?
Yeah, but also, once you do the beer on the milk, all that into the milk, and it's not swimming anywhere. Presumably, once you pull out the milk, it's the milk is so, you get the impression it's so significant in size, that the minute you pull it out, everything comes out, and everything's just, that's it. They don't have to leave the milk in there for 8 hours. That's a little thing. It's nothing. I imagine it's definitely this size. And it's just covering one place, and you can pull it out. You pull it out, and then there's Zara, because you can be a... have a baby. So you can't tell you he's over this to the child's meister. If that be itself, that's there itself, then I will keep my baby. This is Svarot. I'm not saying it's a heaven. I'm not saying it's a Kovei Aloha, but it's a Svarot Aloha. See Rufin. Yeah. Yeah, but here's the difference. Yeah, it's very cool. Oh, so it's a heat. The East is on the bow, saying that. The bow. So tell his wife, honey, you're using a diaphragm. I don't like that. So say, take it out now. Now, give me five. Let's do a little lift together. And then after the task, then I'll take it out. You gonna take it out now. I don't want to take it out now. Okay. So then, it's 5 minutes. Let's say it happened in real life. You take it out and have a child. Would then he be over this and so the other one? No. No one disagrees. They have these little microscopic cell. Yeah, it has to be. What else disagrees? You know what comes up? There's a shiloh which we spoke about. If a man has to have a semen test, you see what a sperm count is. So I've kissed the whole story. So how do you do it? What do you do? The Ramesh is a tshuva that they have a thing which we call that a kiss, not as a condom, and it was used then at the time a variety of reasons, pre-AIDS, pre-everything. And Ramesh suggests as follows: you want to collect some of the zera from laboratory testing, make a hole at the end of the condom. Not very reliable for contraception, but this is we can't have any children. So that's the problem. The Ramesh seems to imply in that tshuva that as long as some of the, I think it's Ramesh, not Ramesh, somebody else, I think it's Ramesh, that some of the zera can get in, then the B is not labeled as a child's child of atom. If that's the case, our situation as well. The diaphragm, something get in through the spermatized covering. And you can pull it out, the Kool-Aid, things of this nature. So, it's a Svara. I'm not telling you that this is the Ikevar. Ikevar is, we pass like the Mashal. That with Mutter B'Shar Noshim, or even if it's lost, it's also Mutter B'Shar Noshim. Now comes the punchline of everything. Which is that, in my opinion, one may not use any method of contraception. Unless there is a couple of the right to, at that moment, not be open to Peruvian. Stock for the period of river is a big question because they have to get 120 years. Major issue. Major question. Sometimes a couple has the right not to be quote open to Peruvian.
Right.
So my opinion, the fact that I just got married and I have no money, everyone gets mad at no money. Well, that's punch it that way. Well, speaking to myself, I don't know. Well, that money, get married. Somebody you're get through. That's not an excuse. My opinion. What is an excuse? The only really good excuse, there are other more usual cases, the only usual good excuse that exists for the couple not to be also the Kuru Ru is a consideration of the mother's health. And health, of course, is physical health and medical perspective. And one might argue, even emotional, psychological Dan, I disregard. The woman says, I just had four kids in a row for 4 years. I'm a schmata. I'm a rag. I'm a doormat. I can't go on like this. I just can't be a baby factory to have a machine that has a baby every single year. Clockwork, you know. Every year. That was Hanukkah, another baby, another baby. I can't do it. I did it already, guys. I did it whatever many times. I can't do it anymore. Ah, but they'll say, but Chana does it. Chana has 10 kids in 10 years. But Chana can do it. Not every person has the same kids type. If Chana can run a marathon and I can't, maybe I can run a marathon and she can't. Maybe I can fast and she can't. Maybe I can, you know, do a, we have different, you know, maybe she can air traffic controller. She's nervous for that and I can't, or vice versa. For an aircraft controller, you can probably take care of a house with four kids. Probably. But if you can't, hopefully can't really go to the park. They talk about suicide and breakdown. There's a tension. Part of the tension in an air traffic controller. You see two kids ready to kill each other. It's not trying to get too blamed. But after a while, you say, I can't handle it anymore. I get no sleep. I never get out of the house. So we try to say, well, you know, if you can't institute some value throw. Of course it's difficult to live without a child. Stay home with a child. Give up careers, give up the ability to go out and have fun. That's the future value throw. Only with the serious method. Only. Only with the serious method. And the serious method for the husband too. He also can't get out. You look like said, oh no, if I have a child, whenever I want to leave, I have to get a babysitter. Oy vey, I'm a prisoner. Can't get anywhere. I'll tell you, when I was my little kid, there was a period of time in my house when there was only one babysitter that I knew who was willing to take care of my kids. And if she couldn't make it, they had to hire two. I'm not kidding. Sorry, comment, and they were in the Heights. So yeah, I used to go to the Heights, pick up two babysitters, bring them back, go to the wedding or something, and then bring him back to the night for four trips, you know, back and forth, so I could get anybody in Riverdale, except for this one brave, very brave person. To this day, I'm very grateful to her, who was willing to risk her life and take care of a lot of young kids. He had to, you know, be on hard, a lot of children at a young age, and they were boisterous, and, you know, grosterous. And there was, it was tough. My wife had to do it every day and every night. I chipped in a little bit too, but, you know, it was a main burden on her. Tremendous, serious method. No question about it. Tremendous. So why there are no options for women? That was it. That was a woman's goal in life or something else. So it was difficult, but not so difficult psychologically. What do you mean it's hard? That's what you're supposed to do. What do you mean it's hard to get up in the morning with a minion? That's what you're supposed to do, right? What do you mean it's hard to take a bikini? That's what you're supposed to do. It's hard. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to take a final chemistry, whatever else, like accounting. It's hard. You got to get up there and take the test. You have to do it. But now, the woman can say, what do I have to do it for? I've used it as a diaphragm, as an IUD, as a birth control pill, and this and that. Now I'm going to Wall Street. Law, accounting, medicine, glory, glory. Career is a lot of art. Very tempting. And they also want to say, I have a brain! You think I'm just a gloomy lady. I'm taking care of this because I'm not using my brain. So, we have to know that the mother of soup as it stays all within the skin and the brain.
That's so.
She uses her brain power to try to raise it properly. Outsmart the kids,
yeah.
I mean, it's not formal book study.
Oops.
Yeah, that book study is the end-all and the be-all.
Who said?
Who didn't say that? Difficult situation. So what happens typically? Well, if the woman feels a couple comes to me to be able to, right before the marriage, I have a very, very hard line. You can't move me. Yeah? And I tell them, you came to my advice. I tell you the story. You can't come to and tell me what you had to say. You can't do what I had to say. I hear what you have to say first, and I'll tell you what I have to say. If I told them what they wanted to hear, not what I wanted to say, then I'm not doing any favors. It's, you know, it's a mirror. But what often happens is that a couple gets married and have, you know, a child, or two, or three, or four. And then I get a phone call from the couple that, you know, they're really having a hard time. It's a sabbatical, right? In that case, I think there's much more grounds to be naked. Especially if they fulfill Puru. Because then, even if you have a time, we said the Sefer Yosha said that there's no issue, even if it would be considered no for Puru. They had four girls. All right, four boys. Like that. And they say, well, they officially haven't fulfilled Puru, so how can you give any a tale? In my opinion, there's two grounds to be naked. The grounds to be making, based on the Ritva we had with the Mashal, but they have no obligation to be Osik and Puru Ravu. Once they have no obligation under these conditions to be Osik and Puru Ravu, because she's tired, she's worn out. Mirtashem. So then I would say, if it's grounds to be naked, even though there wasn't a yedifah for the Puru, and even if it's a diaphragm, because we had sheep, as many gedolei rishonim, we saw in our opponent, but it's not eitzem avonim. Just that by doing that method, you're preventing Puru, yeah, but they have a right at this present time, at least momentarily, to cease and desist from Puru. Sorry?
They have $1 million and they have four kids. Where they have, you know, where they have no money, where they, I don't know, whatever else makes the entire case.
Right. Why am I more machmir at the beginning of the marriage and later on? A couple of reasons. One is, later on, they already fulfilled Puru, if they did. And if they did, they already fulfilled what we call Sheves. Having a child, even having one child, or having many girls, or many boys, where there's no fulfillment of Puru proper. You know, technical sense. You still need to fill what we call the Sheves Yitzara, you populated the world, which is a very important mitzvah. The mitzvah rabbi, the Gemara says, to say. You know, I'm not going to measure. One family has eight boys. Another family has one boy and one girl. I don't know. I'm not going to go up there in Gan Eden and see who's going to be sitting where. And the other family has eight boys, and they just give up. I mean, if you get too old, whatever, I have eight boys, and that's the end. I'm not willing to make a judgment on that.
Doesn't
the book
say that it's not just one boy and one girl?
No, proof was technically one boy and one girl. That's what he passed. What? For what did you say? Oh, that's the Gemara and Yevam. Some of the things, based on Grias Olam. Proof of the Makama. They shouted at two boys. Nah. Sorry? Yeah, it's a mitzvah different Kabbalah. Lo sol v'ra'o l'shem es yitzor. Yeah, I believe so. Yes? Right. Well, I'm not against a pursuing career. I'm a modernist. I'm not against careers. Well, I feel there is that her greater priority should be a family. Whatever career she can juggle while raising as large a family as she would without a career, whatever her health would allow, she's going to say, hey. And there are these cases you can point to, oh, I know this woman, she's a doctor, she's a lawyer, she has 8 kids, and then, but I don't know, sorry. Yeah, I can tell you a case. They're overachievers. They're very, very bright. They put us all away. You know, and they're able to, working with great handicap, to achieve great things in the outside world. I'm not against that. I usually tell them, I tell them to watch out, because it's very hard to expect a woman to be able to achieve that. These are exceptions. It's very hard to do that. It's really a difficult thing to accomplish. Now, number one, I told you before, they already had a fulfillment of Puru, or at least Shevet. Fine, number one. Number two, to my mind, the woman's feeling that she doesn't want to have a child right away after she had her first or second is much more legitimate halakhically. It's much greater precedent than that of the woman who's just getting married and has no children. With what's it based upon? Well, first of all, the Gemara has it over here by Minika. The Minika in the olden days, the nurse for 2 years, not have any children. She couldn't conceive when she's a Minika. 2 years. 2 years. And it's been 2 years after childbirth. The average Jewish woman would nurse a child, would not give birth to another one. So the spacing that we keep talking about is built into the system. The spacing wants to be precise, I mean, a minimum of 2 years and 9 months. They figure, I'm pregnant right away. It's approximately 3 years. They make a kid every 3 years. So this woman is looking, that's what I want too. The only thing is, now if you don't nurse for 2 years straight, but the same bottom line of the kid every 3 years, that's what I want. Hard for me to say no, because you don't want to nurse the way they did then, for 2 years straight. You have to be, quote, penalized, and then you have to have a child more often than once every 3 years. It's hard to say that. Of course, you have any children, I can say it. Who are you? What do you think you are anyway?
Yeah, there's a volunteer, it's a halacha, which has the same consideration as over there to a menika for 3 years.
That 2 years.
For 2 years. That prevented the pregnancy.
Right.
But it was not halacha. You got to consider, is it menika period review, or is it any... That's what happened naturally.
I understand that, but there's an indication for what happened naturally then. Maybe it's not the best thing in the world for a woman when she's having babies one after the other. The doctors are not so sure it's the greatest thing. They always tell you maybe you should wait a little bit. So there's more grounds than in the medical basis too. Beyond that, there's always the possibility of using certain methods which will later on prevent you from having children. Either the methods themselves prevent you, or as doctors have told me in certain cases, antibodies start to grow. They have a couple that could have had children in their 20s. They waited until they were married when they were 20, and they were 20s, and they waited until they were 30, and now too late. Now what are they going to do? It's a possibility that is enough to make you cringe.
But if the marriage is of a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, they say that in high school they can't support themselves, you know, so then you're talking about the same time frame as, 25-year-old and 23-year-old.
Well, first of all, it's not necessarily the case of the antibodies because they were with each other. It's not necessarily the same what would happen had they been single at the time. It's a complicated story. Very complicated. Anyway, I think it's much more of a heter later on. Yes, sir. But Mr. Shevis, it's a mitzvah to have children, populate the world. The Shevis itzara. It's a Gemara in Yevamah Shamah based on the Pesach HaDin Yeshaya. If I'm not mistaken. Plus when you're shy. Medivri Kabbalah. Medivri Kabbalah. Now, yeah. Sorry? Could be. I'm not aware of. The Ritva, which gives me a little bit of a riot. The Ritva is in Yevamis, son of Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara says that some of the Choshka Nafsha B'Torah is permitted to be mevatel what we call the era of Altanak Yodef. He has a boy and a girl, and now he's got some more children. He has more children, have to stop learning. The Ritva there implies that it will be alright. More than that, Mutter to not have kids at that point, to have more than the boy and the girl, to be able to learn more. The Gemara in Samachay, in Yevamos, implies that a woman is not required to undergo unusual tzar leida so that her husband can have more children. The wife of one of them, Amoraim, drank this potion, which we pay $1 billion for today, called Koshal Ikarin. It made her infertile to avoid this tzar leida, which is exceptional tzar. And the pashtus, other tzar also was, it would be included in that. In other words, it would be cases of unusual tzar gedolbanim, or weak of body, or weak of spirit, to the too many children. I could see that. Whatever it is. Now, Rabosa. The other side of the scholar. Interesting question over here. A woman refuses to become pregnant. She simply refuses to become pregnant. She's not sick. Nothing's wrong with her. She's a Moredet, the Russian merchant. She's rebelling against her husband. She's obligated to have a child. There's no chiyuv ono. There's no chiyuv to live with her. May you live with her? The Rav Moshe Lishitos has been a big problem. She wants you to move. Rav Moshe also moves and needs to go on what's called Zera to your son. So Rav Moshe has an amazing children. In Chelek, Dalit, Simon, Ayin. That's an unbelievable children. Listen to this one. It was written yet in Luban, in Russia, in 1936, before Rav Moshe came to America. Now, listen carefully. Some women don't have kids for no reason. No sakon. She's divorced, yeah? His children. He loves her. Wow, what a wild consideration. He loves her. V'chadomah. Yesh mokom lahatalo l'shamashim abamokom shibishas tashmish lamatirin livo bakroi shlokadaka botzoa zera. We discussed yesterday. So it did who? Absalom, the Torah, Mitzvah, Nechshav, Kesorah, the Torah, came and Shemesh, Avala, Lazeh, and came Gambazeh, Nei, Shaleka, Olov, Chiyuv, Ono, the Leko, Kan, Torah, Mitzvah, Mikomakum, came and Shemesh, Avala, Avizel, the Torah, Vena, Levatol, Umutter, Vahochi, and Mutter, Av, Tomid, Bishavain, Shem, Chiluk, Ben, Bakor, the Tomid, be Surin, the Choltam, Bishalok, Adagos, the Kibayaki, the Chuba, and Alan, Av, Gimel, Now, Mutter gam a kolayes to mozga kroy, cause man shen is rosa in taka glow, but shim ofen shlova mo. Why did he say that kroy was only, it was a limitation when it comes to shloka daka? Rabbi Moshe couldn't imagine any human being in the world for the time to live with his wife shloka daka on a regular basis. If he does, he has to get to knock it out of his head. But a private live with a wife and like a normal man and wife, of course, every healthy person has that. So therefore, since she refuses, it's going to be mutter for the same reason. Unbelievable. It says, "Lachem b'shat atzad gadol, establish this machalari, lahatul shamash v'moch kibliyav." Avol mikomakol, catch this last end of the tshuva. Shelo liten yad lepolshim, sheyavol lahakol yosef. It didn't mean lomekel. Lo tov lefarsim hadavar akutznuim, sheyedu rak sheyeshlo lefaisa sheyisrat tisratzlo beholamol kitirulo. Period. Keep it a secret. Rav Moshe kept this tshuva secret for 40 years. More than 40 years. This tshuva came out. What year did this come out? Tavshin, man, hey, wow. Almost 50 years he kept it a secret. The truth says for almost 50 years he kept the secret, the truth. No one knew about it. And it was printed. Sophia. It's unbelievable. The Rav Moshe, the biggest machm in the world, the wife refused with Shemayfen to live with her husband without the diaphragm. It's matter. On the ground, it's the same thing as the re we discussed yesterday. Yesh v'hakol, 2 days from Ramah, yesh v'hakol v'hakol on the equivalent case.
You didn't make Quran the whole time zero.
Right.
But we're not even discussing the most part.
No, so we were discussing with Quran, that's what we put it for a different reason, because now there's no issue of the first one. I'll give you an idea where Amasha, which is, you know, Amasha was a big machmirim, even he had a heter over here, in this kind of a situation. So there's a big problem. Rav Moshe in the same page, in Simon Ayin Dalit, the same Shuvah Sefer, Chelek Dalit, Simon Ayin Dalit, the next page, said, a woman wants the moch. Ein shum hekel l'shamish b'moch, av shekvar kimu kurvu, ve'en l'mimashis f'liz panis. No panosa. For afilu sheyesh chisaron shel brius haisha. Even her health is affected. Rak ba'ofen sheyesh chashash sakona mamish efshel ha'atim. See it? Only sakona mamish. It's a very interesting idea. Here, if you get a couple comes to Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe says, you have to, you're not allowed to use the milk at all. But if the woman refused to listen to Rav Moshe, and it's only a shot on the man, he'll say, okay, man, so you it's mutter because of the re. That's one way to resolve the two. Let's just say that this is the public tshuva. This is public posture. No, this is written even later. This is the public posture. This is tshuva, I am Dalit. But Moshe said that somebody who is a young couple and they don't want to have children right away, he discusses that also. Let's do this one.
I could sell my marriage for a year or two. Maybe we should be matzah, because anyway, there's no furuvu. And you shouldn't be below Isha. You're right. You're right. You tell him to get married. But you can't do the Eitzes not to get pregnant. There's no sakana. So we can use the rhythm method. Or spermicide. But even that, spermicide is mutter if you're married. But to get married, I'm going to ask to use spermicide. He doesn't like that either, Rav Moshe. Why? Obviously, Rav Moshe holds that it's worse to do an action to the Mevatel Puravu than just not to get married. Well, either way, it's no Puravu. But in one case, of course, you're not married, no Puravu. Other case, you're married, you're doing a trick, even though the trick itself is not inherently the Eitz of Avonim, it's still worse, L'chora. Yeah, but it's good to get married without proof. Let's say a man knows he can't have any kids, and she can't have any kids, but she's still going to marry. It's not good to be by yourself, for a variety of reasons. Kelek, Ken Kelek, Simon Lamed, Bays, Self-Sipkot, and Gimel. The kids are, I'm a very hard line, like my Moshe is, when it comes to, as soon as they're married. Finally, in this regard, they come to me and say, Rebbe, come on, who are you kidding? They come to like this. Look outside. Go to the shul. Go to even the yeshiva. You'll see, they're having as many kids as they can have. See them. Go to Muncie. Go to Williamsburg. Go to Monroe. There you see families with 10 kids, 12 kids, 15. Yeah, that's, you know. What? They're healthier than the people living in Woodmere. Sarah says, Rabbi, you know, come on, you know, people are doing all kinds of things, whatever they may be. And they're keeping they're limiting their family size, let's say, the tzaddikim. Not America 1.9, or the average Jew 1.6. I do that exactly. But they're having, they're going to have four kids. Four kids! Four kids! Something like four kids is crazy. Four kids, four kids. So they're having four kids. I also want to have four kids. Why should I have my four kids now? Let me go pursue my studies or so we have a financial, sound financial basis. Then the first 5 years after marriage, we'll have no kids. We're getting married young, we're both 21, and we'll have no kids for 5 years. And then since age 26 to 36, we'll be able to space our four kids easily with no problem, and that's all. The negotiating position. So, of course, my response was foul. One, who said that they're doing in those neighborhoods and having only four? you know, it's not so healthy anymore. I mean, the doctors do say that it's just, it's not some of the danger to health. I've heard that before. Yeah, people say, I want to have more kids, but if I do, I want to give the proper attention to my present children. I don't know, it seems to me, the little that I know, and my experience not so wide, but the children who grow up in the larger families, by and large, I've never seen the rest, on average, become a better adjusted than the single, the only child, or the two kids, or three kids, four kids, even then, therefore, we can make an argument that the North will have more than seven kids. Just figured it out. I mean, all right, seven, eight. Because they never had that more. They was always just spacing out over 3 years. They didn't have more than that. They didn't have more than your elder brothers had. Maybe. But again, once you have one kid, you already have Chavez. If you have two, you're lucky approval. We're lucky. Now, Rabosa, listen carefully. Ramosha himself is matter the spermicide when she's weak. I told you before, right? And what we said, you can argue that what Kavanish says, that the spermicide is inferior to the milk. Because the milk is better. But Moshe quotes the rumor in Chelek Aleph, Simon Samak Dalet, that in Lithuania they gave a heter for 2 years to use milk, not to become pregnant. So Rav Moshe writes, it's a sheker muchlach, absolute lie. Rav Henkin is quoted by his grandson, I don't know if I can rely on it, Chuvas B'nai Bonim, Simon Lamed. That's true, because they used to nurse for 2 years, and, you know, it's not so healthy to have a child. Some people even suffer sakana. The Kavanish is quoted as saying it's being matter across the board, but any other consideration, the government. Close to the diaper. Actually, no. It's a thing called a sponge now. Sponge I've seen. I don't have to see diaper, but someone actually walked in once with a medicine with a sponge. Yeah. Look, what? Part of the mind is sorrow. I got a line. I saw what it looked like. I mean, yeah, I came up to Elisha and showed me the sponge. I wanted to know. It was a leader shot. I don't know if it wasn't a... Anyway, it's by Yebi. apparently the sponge has in it already the spermicide. The diaphragm is a piece of rubber which is used and reused and reused and reused. The sponge is just, the nature is disposable. It's disposable. You put it in, it already has the spermicide in it, you use it, put it there with a child's beard, and then you just take the thing and throw it out. I don't know, I think... Maybe. I'm not sure if that, maybe a little bit bigger than the dark, maybe the bowel can be margenstein. I don't think so. I guess the little I saw, he also gets inserted all the way up, higher, right by the cervix. But probably, I guess, again, I can't say for sure, it cannot be felt. And then that would also be the same as a dark. If not, worse comes to it, it's like milk. Even the milk, for the many postures, was, huh? Better, was it better? Oh, but that's very big, it doesn't have to cover everything. And the spermicide is going to release or something. I don't know how it works exactly. You know, what's going on over here? But the truth of the matter is, look, with the economic downturn, with everything there is, if you're not demanding, you don't want to live a fancy lifestyle, you can manage with difficulty. Not without difficulty. Believe me, it's not without difficulty. Very difficult. If you have a child, it ties you down, it costs you money, everything. So what? What's life for? All my money going out to my kids. For Hashem. But that's what it's for. What are you money for yourself? You want to take a fancy vacation in the Bahamas? You want to go. that's what it's all about. So halakhically, we can find ways to possibly say that these methods are permissible. But permissible is, you're not going to have kids with this permissible method. But if it's not permissible, there's the biblical theory of Arivia. So when you're Muslim to be Mabatlan, Asa to Peruvu, when is that? You already had a boy and a girl, and you need a little bit of a rest. You already had, what do we compute? Seven kids. All right, seven. I've counted. You have seven kids, we made the calculation according to Rav Henkin, assuming that he's going to marry 20, 21, and they're okay. Seven, eight, that's how we can understand that already. Getting older, and your body's not as strong. That's true. Yeah, but it's good to get married even after. Let's say a man knows he can't have any kids, and she can't have any kids, they're still going to marry. It's not good to be by yourself for a variety of reasons. Kelek, Ken Kelek, Simon Lamed, Bay, Self, Sipkot, and Gimel. The kids are, I'm a very hard liar, like our Moshe is, when it comes to, as soon as they're married. Finally, in this regard, they come to me and say, Rebbe, come on, who are you kidding? They come to me like this. Look outside. Go to the shul. Go to even the yeshiva, you'll see they're not having as many kids as they can have. See them. Go to Muncie, go to Williamsburg, go to Monroe. There you see families with 10 kids, 12 kids, 15. Yeah, that's, you know. Well, they're healthier than the people living in Woodmere. Sarah says, Rabbi, you know, come on, you know, people are doing all kinds of things, whatever they may be. And they're keeping they're limiting their family size, let's say, the tzaddikim. Not America 1.9, or the average Jew 1.6. I do that exactly. But they're having, they're going to have four kids. Four kids! Four kids! And some of those four kids are crazy. Four kids, four kids. So having four kids, I also want to have four kids. Why should I have my four kids now? Let me go pursue my studies or wait for my sound financial basis. Then the first five years after marriage, we'll have no kids. We're getting married young, we're both 21, and we'll have no marriage, no kids for 5 years. And then since age 26 to 36, we'll be able to space our four kids easily with no problem, and that's all. The negotiating position. So, of course, my response was followed. One, who said that they're doing in those neighborhoods and having only four kids when they can have eight is right? You're bringing a riot. Your riot requires a riot. You know, I'm a big Malamic person. I'm a big, you know that, right? I'm a big Malamic person. Number two, once they have their two children, then they're permitted to take steps not to have more. The Perush Rambam, in Perek Tezvav, in Uchas Ishus, Rambam says, Yechayev to be boiled b'chol ono, imlo kiyem pruruvu. Once it's also pruruvu, and if she's meichol on the ono, there's no kiyem. Rambam himself gives an idea he's permitted to take, not to pursue the ace of approval once you already have it. And number two, once she already has a couple of kids, she has the right perhaps to postpone more because she has this chalishus physical weakness, which now she doesn't have at all. And number three, you could argue that she has the right to space them because that they used to space them in the days of old when they nursed for 2 years. One could argue they should be able to not have to be required to have more than one kid every 3 years. And if one might argue that if they start right now at 21, okay, so 21, keep going. I'm 20, play it, what 20? Let's figure it out together. 21, 24, 27, 30, 33. How long would you go? 33, 36, 39. That's already getting that's amazing. You know, that's not so healthy anymore. I mean, the doctors do say that it's not some of the danger to health. I've heard that before. Yeah. People say, I want to have more kids, but if I do, I want to give the proper attention to my present children. We'll start the mission of another chapter now. Okay? I'm a father knows and schloss and learn the owners are bull. I'm a father knows and boshes with gam with snap. Those are the three which are common to both. Most of all of owners should know and it's a tsar. No? The famous sugi of tsar, which we'll try to get to. Mab and owners and a father. The owners know and it's a tsar, and a father in a knows and it's a tsar. 1, 2. All this knows and miyad from a father of Shayotzi. 3. All this shows about Tito from a father and what's the Hotzi Motzi. So 3 distinctions. What are the 3? Tsar. When the class is paid. By owners immediately and by my father when he divorces her, assuming he's getting married. So there's a moral explained. And 3. An owner must marry the woman, he has no choice, whereas a mefata need not. Case in Shotzeh Bar Tzitza. I feel he chigeret, I feel he suma. If she's a beautiful blonde, nu mela, she's rich, she whatever, she is a midas chover, whatever the matter she has. So that's... In Chelek Aleph, Simon, son of Dalit, that in Lithuania, they gave a heter for 2 years, to use mold, not to become present. So Rav Moshe writes, it's a sheker muchlach, absolute lie. Rav Henkin is quoted by his grandson, I don't know if I can rely on him, true as B'nai Bonim, Simon Lamed, that's true, because they used to nurse for 2 years, and, you know, it's not so healthy to have a child. The Chazanish is quoted as saying it's being matter across the board that any other consideration from between 6 months and a year after a child is born to avoid having another child. How? I guess Chazanish is probably matter with Moch, the people she talks of. It's not whether matter all the time with Moch, Chazan Shalom, but for the 6 months of the year till you get your strength back. He said, having too many kids to be a Sefer Sakana. Even outside of the Kani Garagi, it's not Mokhir to get so sick and to get such a tremendous amount of strength. So I and others say maybe she should wait for 2 years because she's a Chol Hashem was a Kani for 2 years. I guess she's at the fast and the time of fever, you know. Because all these considerations exist. No, I don't. I'm talking about that. Yeah. But why do you have to talk to me? No. Other thing. The Pesachet Shiva quote from Simon Hayes of Kotn Yirah, but a woman, quote from Sofa, a woman is not required to have unusual tsar so her husband can have more children. Namachuyit. Rav Moshe himself says, in Chela Gimel Tzimu Chavdal, that if Kul Shal Bi'alma Yosem Yistam Nashim, Chazanish gave a break for every woman, quote the board. Rav Moshe gives a break for she has weakness more than the average woman, to wait a certain amount of time, even if you didn't fulfill Furubu yet. And if you didn't fulfill it, you'd have to 3 years. That same children. How much the bigger maker? Only one thing. He says not with Moch. Because he thinks that Moch is an Isagama. Actually, no. There's a thing called a sponge now. Sponge I've seen. I don't have to see that, but someone actually walked in once for their medicine with a sponge. Yeah. Look. Horrible amount of charge. I saw what it looked like. I mean, yeah, he came up to the shop and showed me the sponge. I wanted to know. It was a lead the shot. I don't know if it has to look. Anyway, it's by yay big. Apparently the sponge has in it already the spermicide. The diaphragm is a piece of rubber which is used and reused. Sponge is just eliminate your disposable. It's disposable. You put it in. It already has the spermicide in it. You use it. Put it there with Shabbos beer, and then you take the thing and throw it out. I don't know. I think maybe. I'm not sure if that maybe a little bit bigger than the dark. Maybe the bowel can be margish that. I don't think so. I guess as I saw, hey, also there's a sort of all the way up, higher, right by the cervix. But probably, I guess, again, I can't say for sure, it cannot be felt. And that would also be the same as a dark. If not, the worst comes to it, it's like moch. Even the moch, for the many postures, was, huh? Better, was it better? Oh, okay. That's very big. It's not to cover everything. And the spermicide is going to release or something. I don't know how it works exactly. The kitzer, these are some of the methods which are being used. So now, to summarize. For the pure halacha we discussed until today was everything was bad. Everything was bad, right? It came out the moch was off. So the only thing we had to hang on until now was the fact that maybe the darker was not really moch. It was further in the back, etc. Ma'asham. Today, the Marashal turned everything upside down. A moch called a tashv is more tall than the achatash. They're often a ritva. And the asuras, it doesn't mean an isur, it means an isur bit lapuravu, in effect. If that's the case, we can say that anyone to whom we can counsel, as Rav Moshe would counsel, they could take a break using the jellies or the spermicides or the pills for up to a half a year or a year or 2 years or 3 years. Those are the four numbers that we threw out today. I just said half a year, a year, and I think it's the 2 years, and I mentioned it's 3 years. So we could argue that you can even use, you can even rely on the diaphragm method for that. But see if it's sex faker. Maybe moch is mutter, and maybe it's not even moch. But once again, where my primary thrust in this Indian is the importance of having children. That's so important. Every Jewish couple should realize that they have an obligation, a whole kodesh, to have children and to raise them properly. Stop doing the run around the world. Have children and raise them properly. To bring up another door of Ovdei Hashem. That is a couple's obligation. And I'm almost finished. You have to realize that. And people don't realize that. They think it's important. Do this, do that, do other things. This is key. And therefore, Rabosai, when a couple just gets married, again, in my opinion, they should do nothing. The Rabbi Shalom will be Shalom Tzav Hashem, Yisrael B'tach Hashem. What will happen will happen. Where will the money come from? I'll tell you a story. The story of a grandfather, a potential grandfather, came to me. And expresses his complaint that his children are not having children, which he attributed to a conscious decision on their part. You know, you never know. You know, I want to pry into this, even though we're both of you. And the same couple came to me and said, you know, we can't afford any children because we have no money. And the grandfather, the parents came to me and said, you know, my children only have children, I will support them and I will give them all the money they need. But they're not going to go ask Kim for money because they can't afford it. He can't go and say, hey, you want to have kids, I'll pay for them. Yeah, it's not a, yeah. So the bottom line is, there's no kids. I've got to get involved as a broker over there, you know. Hey, man, you know, what's going on over here? But the truth of the matter is, look, with the economic downturn, with everything there is, if you're not demanding and want to live a fancy lifestyle, you can manage. It's difficult. Not without difficulty. Believe me, it's not without difficulty. Very difficult. If you have a child, it ties you down, it costs you money, everything. So what? What's life for? All my money going out to my kids. Baruch Hashem. But that's what it's for. What are you making for yourself? You want to take a fancy vacation in the Bahamas? You want to go. That's what it's all about. So halakhically, we can find ways to possibly say that these methods are permissible. So permissible, you're not going to have a kid for this permissible method. But if it's not permissible, there's a biblical period of Arabia. So when you're Muslim to be Mavat, what is Asa to Peruvu? When is that? You already had a boy and a girl, and you need a little bit of a rest. You already had, what we compute, 7 kids. All right, 7, I've counted. You have 7 kids, we made the calculation, going to Rav Henkin, assuming that he's going to marry at 20, 21, and okay, 7, 8, that's how we can understand that already. Getting older, your body's not as strong, she's afraid of Down syndrome, we discussed that in a different context. You notice, just by the way, as the other side of that coin, you know, the woman who can't find a shidduch that she gets married at 38 has no hesitation having 4 or 5 kids after that. Just think about that for a minute. I've seen her often. Oh, she's 38, 39, 40, 41. Yeah. What can I do? I know, you know, I already have kids now. Why should I take a chance? I'm schwach. You know, it's always, you know, there's always two sides to every issue. But not when you name it. So even if the person feels, knowing them, their state and their family state, their wife's state and whatever, they're not going to have 10 kids. And yeah, they're going to have only 4, for whatever reason. The head, the beis, whatever it may be. Still, I recommend very strongly that the mitzvah be done immediately. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashina. You have no right to postpone a mitzvah. The mitzvah, the clouds in Shulchan Aruch, a chance. You got to do a mitzvah right away. The reason might be a little bit, it's more than the reason, but it's even a bigger Indian. Maybe it didn't arise. Come into Rabban and Shema Yomus. Maybe you'll die, you won't be able to have a chance to do a mitzvah. But even then, maybe it didn't arise. Opportunity to do a mitzvah, there's no set time, do it right away. Might as quickly as you can. What? That's right. It's a Rabban. It's all right. The kids are, that's what I say, after one child, almost all cases after one child, if they want to take a break, it'll be just for a short period of time. Because it's just matter it. 6 months to a year. Not even more than that, maybe 2-3 years if necessary. But I'm trying from experience that those who have a child are usually the women, as a rule, are able to have another child. And then they're ready, willing, and able to have another child. You know, but 2, 3, 4 years. But then again, you see, once they come to the point where the woman feels overburdened, I'll almost always side with her. I had a case. A couple called me up. He wants to have more children than she does. They have, I think, 3 or 4 girls. No poor move. Rebbe, poor move. Come on, Rebbe, poor move. He says, I can't handle it. So, you could probably guess that I voted for her. I told the boss at the Talmud, that the younger man, I said, listen, she's the one who's carrying the children. She's the one who's raising the children. She's taking all the money. You want to have some kind of poor move. She's the one who's doing it. You wait till she's ready. This won't have to be expected a child now. Maybe it'll be finally be a boy. Maybe. And if not, then call me again. And if yes, then call me again. Maybe not. Maybe the person will feel his wife has a right to a little bit of a more breathing space. These are all silos. And I'm going to end with what the disclaimer that Rav Gutman used to make it when he can be sure. Case by case. You can't just make sweeping generalizations. You need guidelines. But you have to understand that there's always personal considerations in every situation. I give everybody a bracha. I mean his bracha sincerely. Because bracha should give you the bracha of good health and a proper marriage partner, proper from the perspective of Midas Tovos and Hashkafas Tovos and Malas Tovos, and send him a good health as well. I thought it's garbage to give it a brother. You should be able to bring children into this world. And that you should have the wisdom to understand that if this brother is given to you, this brother of good health, for you and a future spouse, it should be used as much as it can be used. Yeah, within limits, within the proper balance of safeguarding the physical and emotional health of the wife, the future and Asian style, but to bear the greater part of the burden. And of course, we hope that every older Palmidim will be built, everyone in his own home, what we call a Dor Yisharim Yevorah, a generation of righteous children, which will be blessed by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amen. Bishop, tomorrow we'll start the mission of Lama Chesimah. Okay? I'm a fat and also in Schlosser Dvarim, the owners are born. I'm a fat and also in Boshes, who began, who did not. Those are the three which are coming to both. Most of all of owners should know sin as a tzar. No? The famous sugi of tzar, which we'll try to get to. Ma ben osin as a mafata, ma onas nosin as a tzar, ma fata ina nosin as a tzar. One, two. Ma onas nosin miyad, ma mafata l'chshayotzi. Three. The owner shows it by a tito, from a fat and what's the whole team also. So three distinctions. What are the three? Tsar. When the class is paid. By owners immediately, and by my father when he divorces her, assuming he's getting married, so there's a moral explained. And three, an owner must marry the woman, he has no choice, whereas the father need not. Case and shows it by tito. I feel he chigeret, I feel he suma. If she's a beautiful blonde, nu mela, she's rich, she whatever, she's a midas tova, whatever the matter she has. So that's one thing. But what if she's ugly, she's lame, she's blind, whatever thing they have. You wouldn't want to otherwise marry her. I thought we can't have to marry her. I feel he mukas shchin, she is smitten with boils. And it's not pleasant. Nevertheless, look, you have no choice. The din is hard. But, nimtabot vareva, or she ain't a ruler of the police throughout, then faket, and if I shar the time, she nemar, but I'll see the isha, isha ru yolo, avad, if it is a beer, he can't live with her, then of course he need not marry her. Rashi. Nisa is considered like a knas in the sense that he can't volunteer for it. That's true.
That's true. You would just say
you're right. Only Maman or Misa. Forgive me. Maman Misa is also a knas life. You wouldn't call Misa a knas. It has certain properties that are similar to that of knas. That's what it means. That's all. Exactly. An onus must marry. A father has a choice. Right. That's the difference, right? Why can't it be shot? What do you mean? If you don't put on tefillin, what I'll do to you? I'll take a whip. Wait a minute. If you don't put on tefillin, I'll take a whip to put on tefillin or else. That says in Kofan HaMitzvah. It's a Gemara in Ksubis. I don't know if that was... open the Peivot. I think it's there. Last time it was there, I think. But then pay for them an hour. No? Where's the Gemara? Bottom of the page. Last two lines. The mitzvahs I say, don't you omelo, I say sukkah, veina osa, lula, veina osa. What happens to it? Turn the page to find out. Drum roll.
Sure, now it's slowing down. You've been noticed. We already have three shurim on just in this few lines, and last week we had a two or three shurim on these few lines over here. But we're still, I hope we'll be able to be on schedule because of that spurt. I hope we'll be able to finish with the ship. But Siyad HaShmai, B'li Ned, B'li Shvur, B'li Kabbala, B'li, to finish the time for the end of the month. We have another 2.5 o'clock. That's so simple. It's 3 weeks. We have Chaza, B'li Ned. Yeah, that's not simple, but B'li Ned will do it. Okay. So back on the Hamid Beige, and they recall we had a Tosis. Lo knas velo pitui, a tiny little Tosis, two lines. Says Tosis, my name is this. Is the garis velo ones, which is the pitui nami knasu. Omerino, the garcinan le
lo knas lo pitui. The shayach lo mikve lo ones knas family pitui. Why? So the ones shows about tzitzo. You can call ones a more knas, you can call pitui, because ones is shows about tzitzo. You get the impression that those are a clear impression. Now what? The obligation to marry the woman is called knas. Called knas. Might not have to mean it. Rule. Mode of the knas. What? Well, hold on. So a guy will walk at the bezin and say, I was married to this woman. Okay, you don't have to marry her anymore. Because it's mode of the knas pot. Let me know. What other after me would be? Forget mode, forget bezin. I know, the man knows he was married to this woman. No one's looking. It's in Central Park, there's nobody there. No agent. Does he have a chiyuv b'dei shamayim to, you know, to do the right thing and to marry her? If it's a knas, the answer is no. You already pointed out there's no knas is a punishment. By definition, a punishment is something which you do against your will. The minute you're willing to do it, not by definition, not labeled as a punishment anymore. So therefore, would be no obligation. Sorry, no Adam, Central Park. I'm very sorry, young lady. I'd love to marry you. He still may marry her. I mean, if he wants to. But there's no obligation whatsoever to marry her because there's no... Sorry, it's a fun. Because there's no Adam. And if you can't volunteer, you volunteer to marry on your own, but there's no chiyuv de shamayim to volunteer in Arif in the knas. We already pointed this out back on Lamed Gimel of the day. That there's no din of the taste of shamayim by knas based upon tosis. We have two explanations, etc. Oh. Now the third afkamina. Bisman hazeh. You don't have knas anymore. Why not? Because we have no smuchin. We have no one has official smicha. I mean, our smicha is a different story. We have no smuchin ish mipi ish. Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. And as such, since you have no smukim, so there can be no knas. There's no knas. What about the obligation to marry her? Right? So bezing up till today's bezing again says you are manasseh, you have to marry her. Those are the three possible nafkamins. Now, yes? Absolutely not. You're crazy. She should have to marry this bum. That, well, look, in this case, he's required after he's in to marry her. He's required after he's in to marry her. So we say, what, kofen also? Hashem erotani. What right do you have? That's the modern expression of a Bashanam test. Mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. You have to listen to the chachamim. If they say you must marry, you must marry. And all the guns you have met that's considered erotan. As Rambam explained, it was garish. He really wants to do it right, and then this is the Yetzer gets in the way. And the gun somehow conveniently peels away that layer of resistance. And then he goes back to his deep roots that he really wants to do what's right. Well, okay. Now, the big question is, what will happen in this kind of case? So this Parshim Shat in the Gemara of Avastra is...
Which